is the time for Voice for the Hurting Intercessory Prayer Broadcast with Jerena Payne. Welcome. Joshua 1:8. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, today for wounded marriages. Wounded marriages, arguments between husband and wives in the name of Jesus. Those, God, that are boxing in the ring, Heavenly Father, the spouse one against another, Father, throwing the book at one another, Heavenly Father. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I ask, God, that you help, Heavenly Father. Cause them, instead of throwing the book at one another, to open the book, Father. Read your word in the name of Jesus. Meditate on the word day and night, Father. Meditate on the word together in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for that woman in the marriage that may see herself, Heavenly Father, as inferior, God. In the name of Jesus, she may be tired, Heavenly Father. God, I ask that you give her strength. Father, you said in the word, wives, in the same way, submit yourselves to your own husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives when they see the purity and reverence of your lives. Father, calls the women to be women of God that draws, Heavenly Father, that unbelieving husband, Heavenly Father, or even a believing husband, Heavenly Father, that she may feel inferior to God in the name of Jesus, may be all messed up, Heavenly Father, mentally, God, and tired, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Lord, calls her to submit herself unto you, God, not to argue, not to say another word, Father, but to do what you required of her to do. Let him see her light, Father, so that he'll be drawn into you, God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray the same, God, for that husband, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for the couples, Heavenly Father, and the arguments and fights that they may have, God, that may affect the children. And it's like they're playing tennis match with the children, going back and forth, Heavenly Father, using the children to manipulate one another, and the children using the parents against each other to get what they want, Heavenly Father, and the parents using the children to be on their side. God, help, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, command, God, order, Father, in the house, God, breathe on the couples, breathe on the children, Father, in the name of Jesus, and bind the spirit, God, of arguments and anger, Father, manipulation, in the name of Jesus. I pray and declare and decree health, God, in the body of whoever may be sick, Father, and it may cause a strain, God, on the marriage, in the name of Jesus. Hospital bills racking up, Father. Help, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. Lord, I pray, God, even, Father, for those that may lead a flock, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, they're preaching in the pulpit, God. Don't let them use the pulpit, God, as Heavenly Father, a platform, God, to throw punches, God. Because if one is not careful, God, that toxic, Father, relationship, the toxic words, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, bleeds over to the flock, God. And, Lord, the one wonders, Heavenly Father, why the devil is running things in their house, God. And many times, it's because the person gave them permission, Father, to do so, God. Cause them to use the platforms, Heavenly Father, for your good will and purpose, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Spouses that are addicted to drugs, Father, loose them, Father, from that satanic bondage in the name of Jesus. Disrespect, Father, cutting each other with their words, Father, with the tongue, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Give them a tongue, God, that is sweet, a tongue that is sweet, Father, as honey, in the name of Jesus, that lifts up the other, in the name of Jesus. Lack of sex and passion, Heavenly Father, not being intimate, Heavenly Father, Lord, the bedroom cold and stale, God, and Lord God, in the name of Jesus, this can cause so many problems, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that you move in that area, Heavenly Father, move by your spirit and power in that area, whatever the root cause is, if it was infidelity, Heavenly Father, Jesus, calls them to forgive, God, and to love, God. Stir it up, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you, God, In the name of Jesus, insecurity, Heavenly Father. Wives being insecure, Heavenly Father. Husband can't talk to any other woman or talk to any other woman in church, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, God, Heavenly Father, help God get to the root of the problem, the issue, Father. In the name of Jesus, wherever the hurt is coming from, God, deliver, God, and free in the name of Jesus. Lord, the husband, God, driven by pride, Father, the wife driven by pride, ego, dirty jokes, Father. Lord, God, move, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Lord, imaginations, Father, move in the imaginations, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Cause the imaginations, the mind, Father, to be pure, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father. Lord, don't let them meditate on anything that is not of you, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. Sexual perversion, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. In the name of Jesus, help, Father. I'm crying out for your help, God. In the name of Jesus, remove the weight, Heavenly Father. In the marriages, God, in the name of Jesus. So many have opened the door, God, to demonic attacks and strongholds, God. Many are enticed, Heavenly Father, from the lust, God, of the flesh, God, like Eve was in the garden, Heavenly Father. And boop, there it goes, Father. The devil has planted a seed, Father, gotten their eyes, God, off of what's important, gotten their eyes off of you, Heavenly Father. Jesus, I thank you in the name of Jesus for closing every door, Father, in the name of Jesus, right in the face, God, of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. We crucify the flesh. We put to death the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing it into captivity. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, we subject our flesh, God, unto the Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Marriage is first spiritual, then physical. And God, when that order is reversed, Father, infidelity creeps in. Jesus, close the door in the face, God, of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Marriage should be honored by all, God. The marriage bed kept pure, God. For God will judge the adulterer and all sexual immoral, God. In the name of Jesus, I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus of infidelity, God. Word curses, cuss words, foul language, abuse of speech, perversion, incest, pornography, God. Every wicked thing, God, that is not of you, Father. Breathe on that relationship in the name of Jesus. Let forgiveness, Heavenly Father, saturate their hearts, God. In the name of Jesus, in a turning away, God, from every foul thing that is not of you, God. But now you said, God, that we must rid ourselves of all things such as anger and rage and malice, slander, filthy language from our lips. You told us not to lie one to another. Since we've taken off the old self with its practices, Lord, calls us to practice, God, your word in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, you're married to the church, God, and we thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, help the same, God, be for the couples, God, that are married, Heavenly Father. Cause them to model how you are married for the church, God. The wife for the husband and the husband for the wife, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, many don't know how to be in a good marriage, Heavenly Father. They never saw it growing up, God. Lord, it's still no excuse, you said, because you will teach us those things, God, that we need to know, Heavenly Father. You've equipped us for everything that we need, Heavenly Father, to live a godly life in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, don't let them give up on one another, Heavenly Father. Don't let them walk out the door, God. Don't let them tell each other they're sick of I'm sick of you, or, oh, I'm sick of him. God, whatever it is, don't let them give up and be tired of one another. We can only imagine, God, how sick of us you are, Heavenly Father. But God, instead of walking out on us, God, you've stayed because of your commitment, Father. Cause it to be the same for your couples, God. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, at the same time, not being foolish or ignorant, God. If they're in an abusive relationship, Heavenly Father, if the children are being abused sexually, God, or physically, or whatever the case may be, Heavenly Father, Lord, give them discernment and wisdom on what to do, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Father, you're going to honor marriage, God. You're going to honor that marriage, God, for that person listening today, God, who stayed when they wanted to leave, God. Lord, you're going to bless them because of their heart, God, and the heart that is committed, Father, towards you, Father, and for you, God, in the name of Jesus. Because, Heavenly Father, that spouse, God, took their vows, Heavenly Father, seriously, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, and their vows to you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God, that you're going to bless them because their posture is right, because they've respected their partner, God, and they respect your holy covenant. We thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I ask, God, that you sharpen, Heavenly Father, their eye gates, sharpen their ear gates, quicken, in the name of Jesus, their spirit. Give them discernment, Father, more discernment and wisdom, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, knowledge and power, Father, against every principality of darkness. The devil is coming in between unions because where glue is, it binds it together, Heavenly Father. It is established and cultivated, God, when they stick together like glue, Heavenly Father. Together they are strong, God, in the name of Jesus. Together they are a force, God, to be reckoned with against the forces of darkness. When the enemy comes knocking at their door, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, command them to tell them, no, 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 devil, not today. Access is denied. Now loose here in the name of Jesus. Cause them to stand up, Heavenly Father, and take authority, God, the authority that you've given them, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Renew them, God, in their strength in the name of Jesus. Love and forgiveness is a powerful and so beautiful, God. It's a beautiful thing, God, and it displays your character, Heavenly Father. No longer, God, do one another, God, the couples, God, have to prove, Heavenly Father, how holy they are with words, God. Take that mess out of the picture, Father, in the name of Jesus. But let, Heavenly Father, the love they say they have, the holiness that they say they have, God, be displayed by their actions, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray over the finances, God. If they don't have enough finances, God, if the lady wants a bigger ring, Heavenly Father, whatever it is, Heavenly Father, God, move by your spirit and power. You are more than enough, God. In the name of Jesus, cause them to steward properly, being on the same page, not overspending, Heavenly Father. One party and the other is investing and saving, God, and being frugal. Jesus, help, God, that woman that is pestering, God, and bothering and nagging the husband about a big rock on her finger, Heavenly Father. For what, Lord, in the name of Jesus? You do all things, God, at the right time, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. And it should not be for status or to compete with what someone else has, God. What you have for your people is for your people, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God. I pray for that discouraged wife that is trying to hold it all together. Oh, yes, God, First Lady is her name. Many call her that, Father. In the name of Jesus, she's listening, God, right now, Father. I pray that you strengthen her. Cause her in the name of Jesus to hold on. Father, rebuke the devourer for your name's sake and give her peace, rest, restoration, joy, lots of genuine laughter that's stored down on the inside of her that's been bottled up for years because she never gets the chance to look it within herself and see the treasure, God, that she is, God. She may be afraid, Father, of what she sees, God. She never felt adequate enough and of others, even though they've given her praise, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help her to see herself the way that you do. Show yourself mighty, God. Show yourself strong in the name of Jesus. You are the reservoir. You are the well. You are the bread of life in the living water. And we thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for communication. We thank you for the victory. We love you, Father. And I thank you, God, for keeping the marriages together and doing a great work, Father, for your people. We declare and decree it is so, and so it is. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for tuning in to Voice for the Hurting Intercessory Prayer Broadcast with Jerena Payne. If you've missed any of the broadcasts or desire to follow me, please visit voiceforthehurting.com. Now rise and shine, warrior. You are victory.